Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for April 10th, 2024. This is Tony Dribus. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Soybean and grain futures were higher in overnight trading as investors square positions ahead of tomorrow's supply and demand reports from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Global production and domestic ending stockpiles will be closely watched in the report. Brazilian soybean production likely will be forecast by USDA at 151.7 million metric tons, according to a poll by Reuters, which would be well below the 155 million projected in March. In Argentina, output probably will be pegged at 50.5 million metric tons, up from 50 million expected a month ago. Corn production in Brazil is seen by analysts at 121.8 million metric tons, down from the month earlier outlook for 124 million. Output in Argentina is forecast at 55.6 million metric tons, down from the previous forecast for 56 million tons, the Reuters survey said. USDA is expected to raise its outlook for domestic soybean and wheat inventories while reducing its forecast for corn stocks. Soybean stockpiles at the end of the 23-24 marketing year that ends on August 31st are pegged at 317 million bushels in the poll, which would be up from the 315 million forecast a month ago. Wheat inventories likely will be seen at 690 million bushels, up from the March projection for 673 million. Corn stocks will probably be forecast by the government at 2.102 billion bushels, down from the prior outlook for 2.172 billion, the Reuters survey said. Wheat futures surged overnight amid concerns about dry weather in the southern plains. Rain has fallen in the past week in parts of Oklahoma and Texas, but dry weather has been creeping into the region in recent weeks. 56% of U.S. winter wheat was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, unchanged from the previous week, USDA data show. That's up from 27% that earned top ratings during the same week last year. The crop looks good for the most part, but is starting to show signs of drought stress, said Aaron Harries, the vice president of research and operations for industry group Kansas Wheat. We had a severe wind event over the weekend, and more wind is forecast with warm and hot temperatures next weekend. Little or no rain is expected in much of Kansas until Tuesday at the earliest, so crop conditions likely will decline until the weather improves, Harries said. Soybean futures for May delivery rose 4 cents to 11.78 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal fell $1.30 to $334.30 a short ton, and soy oil added 0.47 cent to 47.99 cents a pound. Corn futures were up 3 cents to 434 and a quarter a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery gained 7 and a quarter cents to 565 a bushel, and Kansas City futures jumped 13 and a half cents to 590 and 3 quarters a bushel. Members of several farm groups will join USDA Undersecretary Alexis M. Taylor on a trade mission to India later this month, in a bid to increase interest in U.S. ag products. The contingent will include representatives of 47 businesses and organizations and 11 state departments of agriculture, the Ag Department said in a statement. Included in the group will be members of the U.S. Grain Council, Soybean Export Council, Dairy Export Council, and the American Seed Trade Association, the agency said. India represents a growth economy for U.S. agribusinesses seeking to capture an increasing share of the household food purchases in the fifth largest economy in the world, USDA said. The number of people in India's middle class continues to grow, and their familiarity with U.S. products is a real opportunity for producers. U.S. agriculture and ag-related exports to India have grown 11% in the past 2 years. The country reduced tariff requirements for U.S. poultry products, vegetables, and fruits last year. The trade mission will follow up on those wins and secure an expanding number of new purchase agreements for American farmers, ranchers, and producers, USDA said. In weather, wind advisories have been issued for much of South Dakota and parts of western North Dakota, according to the National Weather Service. Winds in northern South Dakota will be sustained from 20 to 30 miles per hour, with gusts of up to 45 miles per hour in the forecast. Gusty winds could blow around unsecured objects, the agency said. A few power outages are possible. In the eastern half of Nebraska, fire weather watches will take effect starting tomorrow morning and run throughout the day. Winds will range from 25 to 35 miles per hour and gusts up to 40 miles an hour on Thursday, the agency said. Relative humidity will drop to around 15%. Any fires that develop will likely spread rapidly, the National Weather Service said.